Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Though they knew that the tomb was empty, though they'd heard Mary Magdalene's amazing story, the disciples were worried and wondering. Jesus had promised to rise again, true, but he had died, just as they'd seen many others die. They likely lost hope, perhaps assuming they too were as good as dead. Fear had gripped them and locked them away. But Jesus had other plans. John noted that it was the first day of the week, and just as God's Word was there at the creation of all things, Jesus the Word was suddenly present for a new creation. "Peace," he said, before showing them the wounds that were for their salvation. Then, much like God breathing His Spirit into man at the beginning, Jesus breathed the life of the Spirit into His disciples, fulfilling the promise He would make to be with them always. Jesus' resurrection meant a new creation, a new and abundant life in the Spirit, and a new purpose. The disciples were sent out to make disciples of all the nations and to teach people to live as Jesus commanded. The same promise and purpose belong to those of us who are believers. If we will remember His promise of presence, no fears can lock out the Savior, and no threat of death can withstand His resurrection power.